going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit MensTClinic.com. That's MensTClinic.com.
With the 144th pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Cleveland Browns select Shedeur Sanders.
There it goes.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Talk about a couple of different things involving Shedeur Sanders, Quinn Ewers, and did you ever pull off a prank that you regretted? But rookie minicamp for the Cowboys starts on Friday. It will also be going on Saturday, where you'll get the, full-blown practice, but you'll get whatever version of practice is collectively bargained and allowed.
Yeah, I'm definitely interested to see how they're able to maximize whatever they're trying to do. Because with, like you just said, the amount of time and hard work that they say you can do, you got to be creative, so...
So all kinds of people had all kinds of thoughts about why Shedeur Sanders fell in the draft. And we can dive into that. We can dive into if you were surprised that Quinn Ewers fell down to the seventh round. I don't think we were. But also, pulled off a prank that you were like, I feel kind of bad about that. Because when you saw the prank on Friday... with the, well, what looked like stereotypical frat boys doing the things. You were like, yeah, that's pretty much what I envisioned.
And then when you find out that one of the guys in Atlanta Falcons defensive coordinator's son, you're like, oh, man, how did he get access to that?
So, and he talked about it. He saw the, I believe it was the iPad that had his number on it and went ahead and wrote it down. And they also prank called at least... two other players, and then immediately, I mean, come on. You saw how excited they were when they pulled off that prank, or if you haven't seen their end of the video, but then the apology.
I do have a question, though.
Okay.
That is not an original prank.
No, not at all.
Does it need to be original to be even to be like up there? This is just a prank that we've seen happen to a lot of players.
Yeah.
It just happens to be, and we saw, three in this one. It just happens to be the higher profile situation, I guess.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, okay. I think that's probably the notoriety. And so the Falcons released a statement, and the DC's son, who was responsible for this, posted a public apology. On Friday night, I made a tremendous mistake. Shedeur, what I did was completely inexcusable, embarrassing, and shameful. I'm so sorry I took away from your moment. It was selfish and childish. I could never imagine getting ready to celebrate one of the greatest moments of your life, and I made a terrible mistake and messed with that moment. I will tell you this. In terms of the verbiage there, I think it's much better than what you usually get from people. It's like, I'm sorry if people were offended. You know, like this feels more heartfelt, except for the fact that it's just written out and, you know, all of that. But... they were so pumped the day before. And so, like, you can't put this in your apology.
In the moment, you're having a fun time with that.
But afterwards, you're like, I'm sorry I got caught. Right?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. I do wonder, too, if somebody, the concept of your big moments in life and somebody doing that and really screwing with you, ultimately, Kevin, down the road, it's a funny story.
Sure.
For Shador, it's a, can you believe I got pranked by that? I can't, it'll never happen again. I tell you that, though, it'll never happen to me again. But like, ultimately, it'll be down the road something you can laugh off, and he should laugh it off pretty quickly. But in that moment, you're pissed. You're mad. Yeah. You're furious about that. And then people are trying to act furious for him and everything. And I get it. I can't say how I would respond in that moment, but I'd probably be pretty ticked off. But oh well, man, it was a prank. It happened. I don't like the it was childish and I never should have done it. Pranks can be fun. Like, they can be fun, but I bet Dad had something to do with, man, come on, God. Bro. What are you doing here?
For sure. Because here are the key words. The NFL is investigating a prank call. And as soon as that happened, you know his dad was like, hey.
You realize what I got to deal with now because you thought a stupid prank was going to be funny?
And he's like, I don't care if you did think it was funny. I don't care if you still think it's funny.
You're moving into an apartment on your own now. You're out of that place with whoever those guys were. You're in a fraternity. You're not anymore. Yeah, dude. You're on your own.
So, yeah. So, I would just, like, I get.
And you're grounded from your phone for a month.
I don't, how old is he? Can he still pull that off? I don't know if he lives.
Depends on how, if you're taking care of the kids' financials, that's tough for them.
Yeah, maybe so. So I wanted to know, first off, if there was ever a prank that you regretted, because I'll have to admit, I didn't make the phone call or say anything, but I was in the room when a phone call kind of like this happened. It was after Texas A&M lost by 68,000 points.
That's more than anybody's ever scored.
Yeah, except for in this game.
Putting Georgia Tech to shame.
Yeah, exactly. I think they lost by like 38 or 39 points in the 1997 Big 12 championship game. And I guess, I don't know if it was through the campus directory or it's just because we weren't as advanced as we eventually became in society. And some of my friends called and left mean-spirited voicemails on Brandon Stewart's voicemail or whatever, but I feel like I made amends for it by naming my first son after him.
I was
like, all right, let's make, but I was in the room for that, and I'm sure at the time when I was 18, I probably thought it was very funny.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of kids did the Azure refrigerator running prank, and that was hilarious to us right at the time. I did some prank phone calls, but usually it was to my like family. You know, I do voices and stuff like that.
Yeah.
The Roy D. Mercer was hilarious. So I used to do that.
Caller ID,
It changed everything
really
at that point.
The prank call.
Changed everything.
I know. Poor Star 67. It never stood a chance.
And so that's part one of it. And the NFL is investigating. I don't know what they're going to find. Hey, that kid already came out and said it was him.
Yeah.
And he said, this is exactly how
they want to know the security. Yeah. Was it sitting? Did they say it was sitting on?
He said there was at their house, the iPad was open and he flipped through it and found the number.
Oh, and that breaks rule number one.
You don't scroll.
Don't scroll. If you see something, that's fine. You can see something. But Flula has told us you do not scroll.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yes, I agree with that. That was a lesson I learned. But then along the way,
unless you're like a spy, then it's your job.
Or
like
PI.
That's your job to scroll.
Then along the way, Shador Sanders and Quinn Ewers both took really big falls. And the reason why I want to throw Quinn Ewers in there is because going into the season, He was going to be a first round draft pick.
Yeah.
Like, he absolutely was.
And he was. And Deion 100%.
Was right when he, was right when he said that.
Yeah. And so this is for Quinn Ewers.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
But yeah, for Quinn Ewers, he was, and he had the potential to maybe be the number one pick. And he went back to school and everyone was like, you just watch. And then as the season went along, whether it was durability, whether it was arm strength, whatever you think, happy feet, whatever you think the specific reasons were, quite frankly, we've talked about a lot on the show. I think where he got drafted was maybe a round or two low, but about right. So both of them fall way down. So is the issue with the pre-draft process and not getting honest answers from people, or did the process work exactly how it's supposed to? Because they were like, you can hype up whatever the hell you want. We've seen the tape, and we don't think it's going to translate to the next level.
Dude, it's a pretty accurate opinion right there.
Yeah.
We know that you got the Arizona iced tea deal when you were in high school or whatever it was, some tea deal when he went to Ohio State. We know you've gotten these things along the way, but what really matters is not the amount of commercials you've gotten.
Yeah.
And what really matters to us is what we see on the field and what we're the character we're looking for. And, you know, when it comes to Quinn Ewers, what you see on the field is a dude that panics whenever he has to run because he knows he can't run.
Agreed.
And there's a lot of other tools that he's missing there. Although there were some, they got to where they were for a reason. Like, they won some games for a reason.
And that's always the tricky thing, but you feel like you've seen it with whether it was.
They're a good team, though.
I'm going to cross sports here, whether it was Tim Tebow or Tyler Hansbrough. You're like, that kid's badass. Like, how is that not going to translate to the next level? And you're like, it's just not. And that, you know who one of the people I thought about? And I thought about it very specifically for these reasons that we went over. I thought about Marcus Mariota.
Okay.
Because one of the things, I don't know if you remember this conversation from 3 or 4 weeks ago. Marcus Mariota is there were some scouts who looked past. He has amazing athleticism for college. But when he gets to the next level, some of those same things aren't going to work. And so I thought about that comparison with Shador. I wonder if they were like, some of that escapability or that mobility, I don't think is going to work anywhere near the same at the next level. And if not for that, then you're going to slide him quite a bit down the board.
Yeah, and I think Mike was right when he said this a long time ago. You've played under one coach your whole life. How are you going to handle criticism from another man?
Right.
And how is he going to, how's your dad going to handle that? Whenever he hears that you were, I think Deion, honestly,
meeting with the team.
Quite honestly, watching how Deion coached most of the players on that team, he's going to go, yeah, that's how you're supposed to be coaching the NFL. Yeah. That's how I feel it's going to go. But because of the big personality that exists with Quinn Ewers, probably similar things too, where they're like, we know these things about you, but we, there are well-defined things in the NFL, big time throws, you know, the ability to read certain things. Those things are very well-defined by the coaches that are at the highest level with that. So they're already thinking that way. So I see it. It was very, given those two quarterbacks specifically, that makes a lot of sense the way you just laid it out.
And I will say where they eventually got picked, I thought that the Browns and the Dolphins got very good value for their picks.
The Dolphins, yes, they got value. It's interesting because Zach Wilson's there, Tua's there, now they got him. I'm very...
Cleveland has every quarterback that it feels like has ever existed. I think they're going five deep in their quarterback room right now.
Yeah, and you know what? Let the competition play itself out. Definitely let the competition play. Obviously, in Miami, the contract is going to own the competition there because the contract is what it is.
Now...
I love these pranks that we're seeing, though. This is sad, Kevin.
But I will say, real quick, don't you think that if Tua goes down and Quinn comes in and he lights it up, that conversation becomes a little bit murkier? Like, it's just as you said, that contract is so massive that it's going to make it difficult. But, you know, it could plant a little bit of a seed of doubt there in that Dolphins ownership.
Don't you think Wilson is going to get the first shot, though?
Yes. Like, yes, but at the same time, we have seen enough of Zach Wilson. Yeah, so I think he will kind of play, if he does get that opportunity, he'll kind of play himself out of it.
I'm with you on that. All right. Do you want to go through some of these pranks? Because some of them are very sad.
On the 214, I canceled my uncle's tea time at Pebble Beach when I was 15, thinking they would not believe me. He waited 2 years to go on that trip. From the 559, I regret TPing one of my classmates' houses. Who lived in my neighborhood. Her dad chased me and my friends with a gun. Right. TP'd their house 4 times in 1 week.
All right, let's stop it right there. Now, those are two different things. because the first one you felt bad because it actually had an impact on somebody you cared about.
Yeah.
The second one you only cared about because of the consequence to you.
You're terrified for your life.
If he would have come out with a broom and he's like, damn you kids and your music.
He'd laugh.
Like,
yeah, he would have stepped on that bag of flaming poo.
Yeah, but it was the fact that he had a gun.
You never know how somebody's going to respond to a prank.
You're right.
You never know. Just like Broadus always says about people in cars, and he's like, hey, this state allows you to carry a gun.
Yes.
I take it easy.
From the 940. Oh, this one is sad. My brother and I prank called my grandmother and told her it was a collect call from the Denton County Jail, and her boyfriend was in jail for a DWI.
Oh.
She cried, and we felt bad afterwards.
One night I got a call at work out on the border that my mom was in the hospital.
Too far.
And I freaked out, told everybody I had to go. You know, it didn't matter. I was a host on the border at the time. Got to my car and my buddies are sitting in the car. I was like, what's going on? And they were like, we did a bomb threat. He said your mom was in the hospital so you could get off work early. Let's go party. And I was like, guys.
Oh my goodness.
Next time, just give me a heads up ahead of time, right?
Yeah, just exactly. Like, by the way, this is going to go down. You just need to know about it.
They were like, we wanted you know, they had to believe it. You believed it, so they believed it too. I was like, no, don't do that again. I'm a good actor. I'll be all right.
Yeah, that is a bit much right there. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Baseball Nuggets. Why do the Angels hate their players and fans?
Because.
Next on The Fan.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.